Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Last week, for the first Sunday of our church year, which began at the end of November, we heard the words that Jesus spoke for the first time on a Sunday. We hear Jesus speaking. Last week, the church gave us Matthew 4. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Today, the church moves on to Matthew 5, and we hear the opening words of Jesus' great sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, the Magna Carta of the Christian life, the heart of Jesus' teaching. It's a pretty long sermon. It fills three chapters of Matthew, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. We won't hear it all at once, but over the next 4 weeks, we'll be hearing Jesus' great sermon. And it begins this week with the Beatitudes. And it's clear from the very beginning that Jesus Christ has an attitude. He's a human being. Human beings have attitudes. And they can range the gamut from pleasant to miserable, depending on all sorts of things. I love Psalm 139. It tells us that we are fearfully, wonderfully made. And how true that is. Wonderful in all that we can do, all the good, the beautiful things that we can create, the wonderful gift that we can be for others, but also fearful. Fearful in the evil that we do, in the harm that we can inflict on others. And we know that that's been done. Well, our Lord speaks again of attitude. And he not only speaks of it, but he lives it and he shares it, his attitude. And that's not something based on his mood or his disposition, but it's based on his very identity. His being the Son of the Eternal Father. That's the attitude of Jesus. And now, as a human being, he, in relationship with the Father, is in relationship with us. And he speaks of this way of being, this attitude of being, that's not for the perfect, but for all. It's worth noting that when Jesus says blessed, he's not speaking an adjective. We all like to be blessed. Who doesn't like to be blessed? It's not an adjective in Matthew. It's a noun. Again, a way of being. It's a call. It's a summons. It's a vocation upon each one of us. It's how you and I as disciples are to be. How will that ever happen? That we would be blessed? I think there's two ingredients for this to happen. Humility and justice. We hear the prophet Zephaniah speak of those two things in the first reading. He says, seek humility, seek justice. He speaks of a remnant, a humble people. It seems as though that's a criterion, even before Christ. Those who know God best, those who become like God, are those who are humble. And it seems to me as though the hinge for true humility is acceptance. And how greatly we resist. How greatly we can resist humility. We're given a case in point over these weeks by reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We started that several weeks ago. We'll continue with it. But suffice it to say that they're a very divided community. You remember last week, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Paul. They're positioning. They're divided. They're proud. And Paul, in the reading today to Corinth, it's a good thing it was a letter and not him in person. They would have killed him. Well, he was killed. But he says to them, brothers and sisters, consider your own call. Not many of you are wise, not many of you are powerful, not many of you are noble. God chooses the foolish, the weak, the despised. My friends, before God, what are we really? And how often before others, we act like God? How easy it is to be proud, to be full of ourselves, even full of good things. God invites something else. He speaks his great sermon to the great crowd, a hodgepodge of people who are humble of heart. He sees them, he leads them higher. I'd suggest this week that you cultivate a desire to be blessed, not as an adjective, but as a noun. Remember your vocation to be blessed, to be holy, like God. Pray for the courage to accept. Acceptance is the hinge of humility, and once we accept, we have the ability to be like God, to walk his path of salvation, to be his people, not only in what we do, but in who we are. I'd like to close with the famous prayer. Many of you who are familiar with the Blue Book know this well, the Serenity Prayer. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. Courage to change the things which should be changed. And the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. May God give us that beautiful grace so as to advance on the beautiful way of his kingdom. God bless you.